This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More than 160 people are still missing after last weekend's flooding in Central Texas. Those floods killed at least 129 people, including 17-year-old Malaya Hammond. Her parents, Matthew and Elizabeth, tell ABC.
Just knowing that we found her body and knowing 100% that she is now with God has brought us so much closure.
The White House is marking 1 year since the assassination attempt that injured then-candidate Donald Trump and killed a man in the crowd in Butler, Pennsylvania. The president threatening new tariffs of 30% on goods from Mexico and the European Union. An administration official tells ABC that goods covered under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement could be spared. President says he will make a major statement regarding the Russia-Ukraine war tomorrow. It's not clear what he will say. Ukrainian officials say 7 people were killed in overnight strikes. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. Wisconsin's agriculture industry could see both wins and losses under the new federal budget. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Climate change isn't a priority for the Trump administration, so the new budget redirects funds for farm conservation initiatives. Chuck Anderis with the Michael Fields Agriculture Institute says it lacks investments in key areas like technical assistance to help farmers implement conservation measures. Anderis predicts the gutted support and incentives that will go to large farms that need it the least will weaken conservation efforts and could have long-term implications.
And so you're having more runoff and more nitrates in the drinking water, but then you're also having birth defects in babies from the nitrates in the drinking water, and you're having huge medical costs beyond the devastating effects to human health from that.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin's new state budget does include some funding for programs that incentivize farmers to use conservation practices and reduce nitrogen pollution. And Dara says this kind of investment will help prevent flood damage, improve water quality, and make agriculture systems more resilient, all of which affect public health. As part of their agenda to curb government fraud and waste, the Trump administration has slashed staffing at agencies like the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. The new budget proposes cutting nearly one-third of additional staff. Andera says that agency provides critical technical assistance to farmers, and the lack of support will create barriers for farmers who rely on its guidance. He adds the new federal budget also redirects Biden-era conservation funds that hadn't yet been used away from practices that would reduce greenhouse gas emissions on farms. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
The Brewers win a thriller.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers and Nationals wrap up their series here today. Their crew with a thrilling 6-5 win over Washington last night. Milwaukee down 5-3, bottom of the ninth. Andrew Vaughn at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Finnegan deals. Vaughn, line drive.
Caleb Durbin later drove in Andrew Monasterio for the winning run. Manager Pat Murphy on the effort Monasterio has shown.
The great thing about having the right people, this kid every day says, I want to stay in the big leagues.
The Brewers have now won 6 in a row. The Nationals have lost 7 of their last 10.
I'm going to tell you, you got to keep your head up, you know, got to go back and do it again.
That's the Nationals manager Miguel Cairo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, starting off your day with a little patchy fog, some smoke in the air today as well. Otherwise, quite a bit of sunshine, highs in the mid-80s. A southwest breeze will be light. Tonight, mostly clear skies, upper 60s. On Monday, sunshine, highs in the upper 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday, we'll put a focus on Green Bay goings-on. We'll chat with Dr. Kristen Lyerly and preview the Jane Matinere Todd Albaugh tour of Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Eagle 1490 AM.
Morning, everybody. The music of the stars. That's music by Michel Legrand for Le Mans. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Check us out and see what stations carry the music of the stars by checking out civicmedia.us. I figure we don't play enough Glenn Miller. Sun Valley Serenade. It's a wintertime movie. All-star cast, Milton Berle, John Payne, Sonia Henie, Lynn Berry, the Nicholas Brothers. You ever see them on screen? Not to be missed. Dorothy Dandridge. Best Song Oscar nomination. Grammy Hall of Fame. It took them until, hard to believe, 21 years ago to put it in. First gold record. 1.2 million. The story is simple. It's John Payne plays a band piano, and his publicity manager figures, well, we should adopt somebody from overseas, a refugee, mind you, World War II. So they go to Ellis Island and meet the gal, and it's not a 10-year-old at all. It's Sonia Henie. And they're supposed to go to Sun Valley. Well, of course, they fall in love. Big surprise. Joan Davis, a modern heir. Dorothy Dandridge. And Glenn Miller, who is still alive from the Miller Band. I'll tell you just a bit. The music of the star.
Take another look, Nifty. See if he's coming.
Here's Milton Berle.
Can't locate the guy. I don't know where he is. Stall for time.
Okay.
Chattanooga Choo Choo, run it down again. Let's go. One, two.
You say,
step aside, partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania Station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Woo woo, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roll.
Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
That's on the Tennessee line.
She said the Tennessee line, Jack.
She means that she can't afford.
I can't afford to board a Chattanooga choo-choo.
What have you got in there?
Oh, God,
five fast.
You say you have?
Uh-huh, but not a nickel to spare.
Well, I do, hoo-hoo declare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner.
Nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar,
then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shut up for all the calling, got to keep it rolling.
Whoa, Chattanooga, there you are.
Chattanooga, choo-choo, there you are.
You're looking for laughs. You're on the right track. Take a topsy-turvy train ride for thrills, spills, and chills.
Mr. Waters, can you tell our viewers why you were going to all the trouble of bringing back the Chattanooga Choo Choo?
For $1 million, tax-free.
And he's only got 24 hours to do it. Hey. So climb aboard the choo-choo.
Oh, I do believe I've fallen in love
with Barbara Eden.
I didn't think you were that kind of guy.
George Kennedy.
I've always loved girls with big daddy.
I'm so ashamed of you.
Melissa Sue Anderson.
I love you.
And Joe Namath.
I don't know how to thank you enough.
I can thank you a million ways.
Well, they don't make them like this anymore. They don't make them at all anymore.
The song that's kept America chugging along is this summer's funniest movie.
Ooh, sounds terrific.
Chattanooga Choo Choo. Take a ride just for the fun of it.
Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train? When I was just a boy and living by the track, Us kids would gather up the coal in big old gunny sacks. Then we heard the warning sound as the train pulled into view. The engineer would smile and wave as she went rolling through. She blew so loud and clear, we had to cover up our ears. And we counted cars just as high as we could go. I can almost hear the steam, those big old drivers scream. A sound my little kids will never know. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train? I guess the times have changed. Kids are different now. 'Cause some don't even seem to know that milk comes from a cow. My little boy can tell the names of all the baseball stars. I remember how we memorized the names on railroad cars. The Wabash and the TP, Lackawanna, the IC, the Nickel Plate, the good old Santa Fe. Just names out of the past, I guess they're fading fast. Every time I hear my little boy say, Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train? We climbed into the car, drove down into town, right up to the depot house, but no one was around. We searched the yard together for something I could show, but I knew there hadn't been a train for a dozen years or so. All the things I did when I was just a kid, how far away those memories appear. I guess it's plain to see they still mean a lot to me, 'cause my ambition was to be an engineer. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train?
John Denver. And by the way, that is a movie I don't recommend. Not Sun Valley Serenade. Talking about Chattanooga Choo Choo. Sounds fun. Forget it. It's a story about reviving the Chattanooga Choo Choo. Let me tell you something. There never was a train between New York and Chattanooga. Never. But it makes a good song. This is the Mystic Moods Orchestra. The John Denver Fan Club is based in Wisconsin, in Kenosha. And the last remaining member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra is Ray Anthony. He was in that picture, Sun Valley Serenade. Here's Ray Anthony and Dream Dancing. Thank you. Ray Anthony turned 103 on January the 20th. Here's Ray.
Right. And through a set of circumstances, auditions here and there, I was with Al Donahue's band. And you get into that circle, then the other band leaders hear about you.
Right.
And they called me over for an audition at the Cafe Rouge, the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York. And they hired me.
Uh-huh. How long were you with Glenn Miller?
Oh, about a year and a half to 2 years. Uh-huh. He fired me twice.
He fired you twice?
Mm-hmm.
Could you share one of these?
Sort of a claim to my fame. Well, he fired me the first time and had to rehire me because they missed the impact that I had in the brass section.
Right. You put your right foot in, you put your right foot out, you put your right foot in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left foot.
You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, you put your left foot in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right arm.
You put your right arm in, you put your right arm out, you put your right arm in and then you shake it all about.
Left arm.
You put your left arm in, you put your left arm out, you put your left arm in and then you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right elbow.
You put your right elbow in, you put your right elbow out, you put your right elbow in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left elbow.
You put your left elbow in, you put your left elbow out, you put your left elbow in and then you shake it all about.
Head.
You put your head in, you put your head out, you put your head in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right hip.
You put your right hip in, you put your right hip out, you put your right hip in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left hip.
You put your left hip in, you put your left hip out, you put your left hip in and you shake it all about. You put your whole self in, you put your whole self out, you put your whole self in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Backside.
You put your backside in, you put your backside out, you put your backside in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Hokey pokey.
You do the hokey pokey. The hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey. That's what it's all about.
Ray Anthony, let me ask you this. It's kind of scary thinking that may be what it's all about. Joanne Greer. Here she is with Lawrence Welk.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in a conventional dither with the conventional star in my eye. And you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as quaint and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon, happy night pouring light on the dew. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. you'll excuse an expression I use. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy. I am in a conventional dither with the conventional star in my eye. And you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as quaint and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm romantic and bright as a moon, happy night pouring light on the dew. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
Well, folks, what did I tell you?
Coming to you once again from the beautiful Aragon Ballroom on Lick Pier at the beautiful Santa Monica Beach, California. We've been getting lots of cards and letters from you folks out there in the television land. And we surely do thank you for all the cards and the letters from you folks out there in the television land. Starting us off tonight is our trio, the Lemon Sisters. And girls, what are you going to sing?
We're going to sing thank you for all those cards and letters you folks out there in television land.
Lent.
Lent.
An appropriate number. One and two and...
Thank you for all those cards and letters you folks in television land. We wonder where this television land is. Could it be a couple of miles from where Disneyland is? Oh, well, nevertheless, you guys and gals,
what is that noise there? Oh, it's the bubble machine. Turn off just a moment. I'm sorry. Hold it just a moment, please. Turn off the bubble machine. Please turn off the bubble. Thank you, Lemon Sisters, for that lovely number. Wonderful, wonderful. And now on with the show. Here's that man with the deep, deep voice, Larry Looper. Larry, what are you going to sing for us, Larry?
I'm going to sing thank you for all those cards and letters you
I'm
folks
sorry have. That number has been taken.
Well, I'll sing the funny old hills then.
Good. One, and the two, and the... Hold it just a moment. The bubbles don't come till the end of the program. Turn off the bubbles. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Larry Looper, for that wonderful number. And now I would like to play a short instrumental medley based on the names of girls. One and two and... No. No, that's not it. Now here's that young man about town from the brass section, Stony Stonedwell, to sing Please.
Please, lend your little ears to my plea.
What is the matter with that machine? Here, hit it with your horn. Hit it. Here, stick your mouthpiece in it there. A wonderful, a wonderful. And now on with the show. Here's our champagne lady, Alice Lean. Alice is gonna sing Moonlight and the Shadows. One and two and...
Moonlight and the shadows.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 25 years, my puffing finger is caught in my cheek. Will you give me a hand there, Alice? Here, pull my arm. No, the other arm. Just pull it. Pull it. That's it.
Moonlight and shadows, and you in my arms, and a melody in the bamboo tree, my sweet.
Somebody stop the bubble machine. The whole ballroom is lathering up with bubbles. And now I can't see the cameras. Here, let me set the accordion down on the stage. And I'll try and fix that. Bear with us, folks, just a moment, please. Gee, the time is running out, and we haven't even played the polka. Wait a minute, boys. I didn't mean... Hold it, Alice. Don't polka on my accordion. Gee, Dad, it was a Wurlitzer.
Hey, would you welcome very charming gentleman, Mr. Lawrence Welk.
Thank you very much.
I think these guys are auditioning just in case things fall apart here. They're ready to...
My theme, Bubbles in the Wine.
They got the theme down? How did that start?
One of the things that you have never taught Doc how to do is the opening like this. I'm going to teach it to him before I leave today.
When did you first do the Champagne Bubbles?
Oh, it started at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I don't know that we talked about that on the show. Did somebody come up with it, or...?
No, I had a style, and we had a very small band. I couldn't afford to hire an arranger. I used to buy stocks and tear them up, you know, and work them up with the little band I had. And when we first played Coast to Coast, a great many people wrote us letters and said that our music was different. They said it reminded them of Champagne. And when so many letters came in along that line, we called it the Champagne Music of Lawrence Welk. And it stuck.
Boy, has it ever. How many years altogether have you been on television? I remember when you first went on television, I was working out here in the early 50s, and you started from one of the ballrooms, I think, locally.
We started in 51 at KTLA for 4 years, and July 2nd, 1955, we went coast to coast. We've been on television ever since.
That's a long run.
This is our 20th year.
20 years. Well, you're right up with Gunsmoke.
Johnny, you and I have a lot in common.
We started locally out here on the television on the West Coast.
In spite of the fact we're so different, you know, I've been sitting back there watching your show, and it's so ad-lib that I'm beginning to think I'm doing wrong by rehearsing all week long.
Just come out and let it go.
I should do what you're doing.
No.
Everything ad-lib.
I couldn't do what you do. You've been too successful at it. But you were 17 years with ABC, and then... did you leave, or did they say, hey, you're not going to be on the network anymore?
No, we didn't leave. We were requested to leave.
Requested to leave. I've been through that. Everybody has who's had television shows. How did you take it? Was it a personal affront?
It was a very difficult thing. This is one of the reasons I think I wanted to write the book. I wanted to tell the folks a little bit what goes on in back of the scene. And this particular thing was a very difficult situation for me because I have altogether about 200 people. I have 46 people in the orchestra, and it looked like everyone would be out of a job. And it only lasted a few hours when my sponsor, Maddie Rosenhaus, with the J.B. Williams, called me and said, Lawrence, we still believe in you, and if you'd like to go some other route, we'd be very happy to sponsor you. Well, that's a pretty good feeling when you have a sponsor and also an orchestra. All we needed is some television station to carry us. Don Featherston, man that you know very
our
well,
friend.
Sent out a whole bunch of wires, and by the next morning, we had a syndicated show.
And you're seen now, I understand, on more stations than you were when you were actually on the
network
anyway. We have
a little over 250 stations this year.
That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. Well, how many people would you reach every week with that? Have you made an estimate?
I would say we reach approximately around 30 million people.
Oh, that's just incredible. Who's been the most influential person in your life? We talked about your beginning back in the Midwest and your folks briefly, but I don't think we've talked about who really has exerted the most influence in your career.
Well, I'm not sure if you could put it down to one person, because what we have is a musical family, And we have a great many people, great many musicians and singers and right-handed people that have been with us 15, 20, 25 years and even more. And it's the strength of the musical family, I think, that has kept us going all right. these years.
Now, when you have that many people working for you, you have to be pretty much of a strong leader. And I think we had the young dance team were on here before.
Right, Sis and Bobby.
You said you got a pretty firm hand on the whole group.
I am known to be a sort of a slave driver, I guess, but really, that's not the case, because if that would be the case, my people would have never stayed with me.
Right.
And we have an extremely wonderful association with our people. I am, in reality, their father, and they're my children. And it operates very much like that.
Hey, I had a gold record with the kids, number one.
Sure is a clear night, ain't it, Captain?
Yep, matey. These are the kind of nights when the sea plays tricks on you.
Yeah, I recollect one night off Singapore.
Tricks, I say. Like that mirage off the port bow now.
What?
See it there? Kind of bubbly looking in the moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, if I didn't know better, I'd say it looks like the Aragon Ballroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a catchy chanty you're humming there, Captain. What is it?
Oh, I don't know. It just keeps running through my head.
Let's go below and catch a little shut-eye.
Okay.
Help. Help. Waterfall, waterfall. Turn off the bubble machine. Help.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, nearly reach the sky. Then, like my dreams, they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding. I've looked everywhere. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
so high, nearly reach the sky.
Then like my dreams, they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding. I've looked everywhere. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, nearly reach the sky.
Then like my dreams, they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding. I've looked everywhere.
I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Doris Day.
My mom gave me a nickel to buy a pickle.
I didn't buy a pickle, I bought some chewing gum. Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew. My aunt gave me a quarter for soda water. I didn't buy the water, I bought some chewing gum. Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. What can I do? I chew the day away, it seems. I'm even blowing bubbles in my dreams. My pop gave me a dollar to buy a collar. You should have heard him holler when I bought chewing gum. Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew. Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. What can I do? I chew the day away, it seems. I'm even blowing bubbles in my dreams. My pop gave me a dollar to buy a collar. You should have heard him holler when I bought chewing gum. Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew.
Andrew's Sisters, of course. Ella Fitzgerald. And her orchestra. Stand by for news. Music of the Star. Civic Media Radio Network.
Bubblegum, chew, 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 chew your bubblegum, chew, 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 baby. Chew, 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 chew your bubblegum, chew, 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 chew your bubblegum, chew, 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 chew your bubblegum, chew, 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 baby. First you pop, then you stop, the gum gets big and round. Blow your troubles way like bubbles when you hear that funny little sound. Chew your bubble gum, chew, 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 chew your bubble gum.
Listen, sis, you're having fun chewing on your bubble gum. Give us some and we shall see just what fills your heart with glee.
Boys, you're right, I'm having fun chewing on my bubble gum. Bubble gum, it makes me sing. Here, chew some, 'twill make you swing. Big and round, blow your
your troubles away like bubbles when you hear that funny little sound. Choo 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 bubble gum. Choo 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 your bubble gum. Choo 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 your bubble gum. Choo 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 your bubble gum.
Remembers the T-Berry Shuffle.
T-Berry Gum presents the T-Berry Shuffle. Try Clark's T-Berry Gum.
All right, news is next. On the music of the stars. See what I did there? Back in about, seven and a half minutes. That's Herb Alpert. Did you know he was in the Ten Commandments? I'll tell you where. Moses comes down, and there's a drummer, and that's Herb Alpert. Alfalfa was in that picture, too.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House is marking 1 year since the assassination attempt on then-candidate Donald Trump. Meanwhile, the family of Corey Comparatore, the man killed in that shooting, held a celebration of his life on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Trump administration's dealing with a legal setback towards one of its initiatives, says ABC's Zareen Shah.
A federal judge in California has ordered the Trump administration to temporarily halt what is called indiscriminate immigration stops in seven California counties, including Los Angeles. The judge's orders say DHS cannot detain someone based on race, spoken language, job, and deny a detainee the right to legal counsel.
Recovery continues in Central Texas, with more than 150 people still missing after last weekend's flooding that killed at least 129. And still no deal on a ceasefire in Gaza, but the Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says more than 58,000 people have now been killed in the war. This is ABC News.